Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Nice to be happy about something, and I'm happy there will be Twins baseball. They got a deal done. It still needs to be ratified. Mike Max insists that it's a done deal. It's going to start April 7th, and there will be a complete 162-game season this year. So while the lockout is over, there will be baseball. A shred of good news out there, some great news, in fact. Speaking of great news, Jordana is joining us right this moment. Hey, Jor.
Hey, Sunshine. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. How are you holding up with that morning show?
Good. Oh, it's not so bad. It's not like Vanita's show. It's not so early. It's, you know, we don't go on the air till 9, so it's all good. You can sleep like a normal person.
A normal person? I don't think anybody would accuse us of being normal, but I miss you in the afternoon. So does DJ, and we're looking forward to having you back with us next week. You had another procedure yesterday. What's going on?
Yeah, it was my every 3 months, I get a bone marrow biopsy. And I think I have described this in length to our listeners. You know, it's the procedure
I made the mistake
of asking once. And they say, well, Jor, we take a device that looks a lot like a corkscrew. And I said, you know what? I'm done hearing about that. Thanks for sharing. You can keep the rest. You just put me out and make sure I don't feel darn thing. So that is what they did. The nurse anesthetist and the anesthesiologist are always my favorite people to see on bone marrow biopsy day. So they give you really good drugs and they put you out and they do their corkscrew thing. And then in a few days, hopefully, I will hear the results, God willing, that I am still in remission because I've been in remission since November of 2020. And then they send the results out. They really cut the marrow down into lots of different slides, and they send it off to Boston, where they have a really high-tech lab. They're building one at Mayo, by the way, but they have one in Boston where they look for what's called MRD, minimal residual disease. And that's like really looking for any clue of any leukemia. And thank God, Baruch Hashem, since November of 2020, there has been no MRD in my marrow. So it's a good thing. Wow. That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah,
and I met with my doctor. I met with my doctor, and then I started chemo again. So every month I get an infusion of chemo, and I started my steroids this morning. That's why I'm so hyper.
But a lower dose of chemo, right?
It's one out of the three. Well, I'm supposed to take four. One, three are chemo, and one's a steroid that in such high doses acts like a chemo. So I take the steroid, and I take what's called vincristine. So I don't take two other drugs because I just can't tolerate them anymore. They'll kill me.
Sure.
All good.
I appreciate, A, that you're healing and you're a lot better than you were a couple of months ago. You're moving in the right direction. Tell us about this Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, Man and Woman of the Year. You should win this thing hands down. But what is that about?
Oh, I don't know about that. You have to raise the most money to be the winner. So that's the goal. It's not about who is, the most vocal about it. It's who raises the most money. So, and you know what, Paul, I have to thank you because you are a team member and you are helping raise money. So I appreciate that. So while I would like to drive people to my fundraising page, we should drive them to your fundraising page so you can get credit for raising that kind of money. But yeah, this is a Leukemia Lymphoma Annual Fundraiser where Carter did it a few years ago.
Right.
And it's just raising money for research. And the fact is that 30 years ago, I probably would not have lived. I probably would not be alive today if it wasn't for the drugs and the way they give them to me and the way they keep me alive and the maintenance and all of the stuff that exists for me today. Somebody who was diagnosed with my diagnosis would not have survived. At this point, I only have, I know this is scary, but a 40% rate of survival after 5 years. And I had a long, hard conversation with my doctor about that yesterday, and it's still shocking to me when I say it out loud. My kids aren't listening, so that's good. And, you know, and it's all about the research. It's all about the right drugs at the right time and the right delivery method, given the right weight. So that's what we're doing. We're raising money for research because it really does save lives, and it saved lives like mine, because I would not be alive without the research that they do. And that's where the money goes. You and I don't see a dime. It goes right to leukemia and lymphoma, and they give it right to places like the Mayo that's doing pediatric research, and, you know, Sloan Kettering, and everywhere that they're doing a great, great research for blood cancer goes to all of them.
Well, and I know that there's always innovation when it comes to research. And some people say, what they've learned with this pandemic, the mRNA vaccine, some of that mm-hmm. could be applied, and that in theory, sure. certain kinds of cancers, you could be getting a vaccine in the not too distant yeah. future to lower your potential of getting a specific kind of cancer. Jor, this hits close to home, obviously, with you, one of my best friends and my on-air co-host. And also, I lost my father to acute lymphocytic lymphoma. He was in his 50s. He died way too young. And it just, you know, there are things that people can do to help. And
yes.
I hope.
Yes.
And we're on Team Jordana, you and I both. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter. We're trying to raise money for leukemia and for lymphoma. And Jor, so happy that you're feeling better. Thank you for joining us today. And
I'm going to tell people where to go if they feel like
yes, please.
Fine to help raise money. I mean, for me, they can go. I mean, we're all on the same team, so it all goes to the same place. We just have different fundraising pages. But you can go to my website. It's right there, jordanagreen.com. Easy to remember. Go there. There's a button on the top right that says donate to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Again, I get none of this money. It all goes directly there. You can get your tax deduction right there. You can become a sponsor, which we would love. If your company has matching, please do that. You know, the whole shebang when it comes to fundraising. So jordanagreen.com for me. But, Paul, maybe you want to put a link on your Twitter and people will know where to go for your fundraising page.
Yeah, it's just at P. Douglas Weather. I sent out another tweet this
Thank
morning
you.
With the information. But, yeah, regardless of where you go, donate whatever you can donate. 5, 10,
Thank you.
500, 10 million. That would be a nice number.
That would be a nice. I'd definitely win if somebody donated 10 million. Yes.
That's right. Thank
Not
you, Jordan.
Not about winning, though. About raising money. Thank you, my friend.
You hang in there, my friend. See you
we'll
soon.
See you next week.
All right. Oh, my. Todd Walker is excited about the Twins and other things. He joins us to talk about what to do this weekend next. Paul Douglas back with you. And we're streaming right now on Facebook and Twitter with Todd Walker. Of course, you heard the good news at the top of the show, and we're going to keep talking about it. The Twins will be playing baseball. There has been an agreement. April 7th. An entire 162-game season to look forward to. And we have our roving, not only restaurateur and drink specialist and event caterer. Well, that sounds bad. But we also have Todd Walker here, who's just got back from the boys' high school hockey tournament. What's the latest, Todd? Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Paul. And actually, you're talking baseball. I'm right across from where the Saints will be playing. So right across from the Saints Stadium at Metronome, which is a brand new craft brewery and music venue. So that's where I am, right? So when you talk baseball, yeah, that's going to not too long, and we're going to be playing baseball. But yes, I just returned from the Minnesota State High School hockey tournaments today, and bolted right over here to enjoy a beer. One of these days, Paul, we'll have to do this while we're both enjoying a beer. But yeah, so I had to go in and see my team, Creighton Durham Hall, CDH, lose to Prior Lake today. So the game was at 11 o'clock this morning, Paul. They lost to Prior Lake. And basically, the Minnesota standout player, Alex Bump. Alex Bump, remember that name, because we're going to be hearing that name for years to come. In the first period, Paul, he scored a hat trick. Out of six goals, he scored five of the goals and assisted on the sixth goal. Yeah, the kid is just a standout. He actually broke one of the records and actually came close to breaking one of the records that was set in 1951 when John Masevich from Evelyn scored 7 goals. So the guy's in good company to come close to breaking a record from 1951. But yes, CDH Creighton Durham Hall lost to Prior Lake 6-0. And then the next game, Paul, I'll just kind of run through the stats here. What happened today? Edina played Maple Grove. Edina lost to Maple Grove in a game of 2-5. So Maple Grove continues on. And now tonight at 6 o'clock, it'll be Lakeville versus Hill Murray at 6, and then it's Moorhead versus Andover at 8 o'clock tonight. And downtown St. Paul is absolutely abuzz. The streets are packed. 7th Street, it looks so pre-pandemic, Paul. It's a pretty excited place to be.
Absolutely. You are in the right place at the right time, Todd. Hey, before we get into some suggestions, what to do, it's fish fry season.
Yes.
What are some of these suggestions that listeners are sending in?
All right. Well, our listeners are very active and very vocal when it comes to fish fries. So week, the place that we're going to be talking about today is downtown St. Paul, and it is called Pillbox. And Chef Graham is the guy that's dishing out the fish, and they have a beer-battered walleye with fries and a house-made coleslaw and tartar sauce for $19. I personally have had it, and it is fantastic. Mm. So if you want to go and check out all these fish fries, you can actually go to msbmag.com/fish fry, and there's a whole listing of all the different fish fries. You can vote for your favorite. You can try all 8 of the different fish fries and check them out. But this week we're going to talk about Pillbox because a couple people mentioned it, and I've had it myself, and it's pretty great. But, yeah, go out and check out msbmag.com/fish fry and make your selection for your favorite ones.
Very cool.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of hockey, talk about the Let's Play Hockey Expo. That seems timely more than
ever. Yeah, this is great. And as you said, it's the Let's Play Hockey Expo. It's been going on for a number of years. It took a 2-year hiatus because of obviously the pandemic, and you can go and enjoy the high school hockey tournament and then anything and everything that you've ever wanted to know about gear, about building your own ice rink in your backyard, anything that has to do with hockey is happening right down at the River Center, right next to the XL Energy Center, and you just go in there. It's $5 to get in, and I've covered this for a number of years for Fox, and it's just unbelievable. People come from all over the country and set up and show all of the different latest and greatest in hockey gear and different things to do. So it's worth going to if you're downtown St. Paul.
Very cool. And not to be outdone, on the other side of the river at the Minneapolis Convention Center, whether it's fishing, hunting, camping, the Northwest Sports Show, that's another sign of spring for me, and that's going on this weekend, right?
Yeah, the sports show, and you and I were talking offline a little bit here, it's just really a fun show to go to, and as you said, that's at the Minneapolis Convention Center, runs through Sunday, and it's only $12 to get in, and they have just, exhibitors from all over the country once again, but it's everything. They have boats there, they have campers there, they have a huge big fish tank where they teach you actually how to fish. And you can go up and you try different lures and, cast your line and do a little fishing on your own. But it's a great show. It's a lot of fun. And, it's nice to see that come back as well. It hasn't been around for they took a 2-year hiatus also. So check that out. And don't miss the trout pond when you're down there as well.
Hey, let's squeeze in what's happening at the Ordway. Tell us about Waitress.
Yeah. Okay, Waitress is at the Ordway right now. I have seen this show. It is absolutely fantastic. I wish you could see behind me. The kids are having a great time at the brewery. They're playing pinball, so if that's the noise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's definitely having fun. So Waitress is a great show. Sarah Bareilles does all the music for the show. There's some hits that you're definitely going to recognize. And it's just a very uplifting, fun show, a little bit of romantic comedy in it, and that plays through Sunday as well. Tickets start at $44, and it's a must-see show. It's going to be a little busy downtown St. Paul, but take your Uber in and go check out the show. Definitely worth seeing.
Todd, about town, there's nothing you really can't do. I mean, sports scores, fish fries. Really appreciate you summing things up. What are you drinking right now? I'm just curious.
What I'm drinking right now is one of their craft beers right here, and a couple of them are going to be available over at the Saints Stadium. So while we're going to have to take in a Saints game, and now that baseball is fully on back, and they've upped the level of play over here at the Saints Stadium too.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be definitely good baseball season. So, Paul, I'm going to probably finish this beer, go watch a little high school hockey, and enjoy the streets of downtown St. Paul. Cheers, Paul.
Smarter man. Cheers, Todd. Thank you. We'll catch you next Thursday.
All right. See you next Thursday.
Be safe.
Wow.
All right. When we come back, potentially more than you ever wanted to know about Vladimir Putin. DJ is going to quiz me. He's going to quiz all of us. Some of the peculiarities about the president of the Russian Federation, Mr. Putin. See how much you know or don't know next.
Yeah, I hear that a lot.
Just getting a warm-up for you.
My favorite sound. My wife has one of those. Just walking around the house, you know, if I see something inappropriate. Yeah. Thanks, honey. I'll try harder. All right. So, Vladimir Putin, as if he needs any more airtime, but a lot of people talking about him, what motivates him, who is he, rise to power. I know he did a stint at the KGB and watched in shock as the Soviet Union fell apart back in 1991, which I think has flavored a lot of who he is. And what he's trying to do, piece the old Soviet Union back together again. And the West is saying, no way. So anyway, you got a quiz, and I'm anxious to hear what kind of weird stuff you found out about Putin.
Well, there's a lot of weird stuff about Putin. He's not only, you know, maybe the most hated man in the world right now for good reason, but he is, also has an odd and interesting history and interests and all sorts of things. So I'm going to see if I can stump you with some trivia about Vladimir Putin.
Won't be hard. It won't be hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready.
Putin is known for being a workout enthusiast. He's, you know, has played hockey and other sports, and as also, which one of these? Is he a black belt in judo? Is he a former polo champion? Or is he a celebrated ballroom dancer?
If I see him on Dancing with the Stars, I'm going to throw my TV into a lake. I think he's a judo instructor. I think he's into judo.
That's right. He's a black belt in judo. Can you believe that?
Those other two were, thank you. They made it easy to
pick. You didn't think he was a ballroom dancer?
No, I can't picture that, no.
All right.
Thugs who dance, no.
Vladimir Putin was the first ever Russian leader to visit where? Kansas, Israel, or the Great Wall of China? First Russian leader to visit one of those places.
I'm going to go with China because China and Russia are cozying up a little bit here in recent weeks. And basically, from what I understand, reading the popular press, Putin went to Xi Jinping before the Olympics started. And Xi Jinping said, okay, just do your thing, but wait until after the Olympics. And it was like a day or two after the Olympics that he went into the southeastern Ukraine. So my gut is that it's China. Okay. No.
Well, he was actually the first Russian leader to visit Israel, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Well, the things you learn. I don't know. I don't remember.
That's another question.
I gotta go look it up on the article I read.
All right.
Okay. In 2007, Putin was recognized with an award. Which one of these was Putin awarded in 2007? Was he named Time Magazine's Person of the Year? Was he named People Magazine's Sexiest World Leader? Or was he given the Nobel Prize for Peace?
Good God.
One of those is true.
It makes me sad that one of those is true. But I'm going to go with B, People's Magazine, Sexiest Man of the Year, Sexiest Dictator of the Year.
Well, you'd be wrong. I don't think that's a category I made up. No, he, well, get this. He was actually nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize, believe it or not.
What?
Yes, but he did not win. He was named Time's Person of the Year in 2000.
In 07?
Yes, how about that?
Oh, that makes me sad.
Doesn't that make you sad?
Yeah.
Again, we're doing some Vladimir Putin trivia, again, as if you haven't heard too much about him. But Putin is an avid outdoorsman and is reportedly, or reportedly has done what? Has he trained eagles or bred reindeer or tracked polar bears?
Oof, boy, polar bears. He'd have to actually get outside of the Kremlin to do that. Eagles, too. And I guess he's got homes everywhere. I saw a report that he has $1 billion spread somewhere. But I'm going to go with eagles. Just gut call. No, I shouldn't be
he
right.
Actually, like, I guess he's visited the Great White North and tracked polar bears.
Yeah?
Isn't that great? He does all sorts of... He's also... I mean, this isn't part of the quiz, but he was, like, diving in the Adriatic Sea or something, looking at shipwrecks, and he just, like, you know, spends his money doing, like, interesting things.
You sound like a fanboy.
No, I'm not. I guess I'm jealous in that I wish I could go do some of these things, but I don't know. I guess your leader of your country should be leading your country instead of traipsing around the world. I don't
know. There are reports that he's worth over $300 billion, although... After the last 2 weeks, that may be down to...
Well, it depends on where he's got
$20 and 15 cents, but... Yeah. All right. All right. So I'm sucking up the place. All right.
Yeah, it's okay. Just a couple more, and then we can...
These are hard.
Yeah, these are kind of hard. During a visit to a Kremlin youth camp in 2012, Putin participated in an arm wrestling match and scaled a climbing wall and did one of these... Three things. Did he lift four of the campers over his head to display his strength? Did he attempt to bend a frying pan in half? Or did he run the 5K race faster than any of the campers? These are all
grief.
Ridiculous.
This is...
He did one of those things. It's true.
He's a freak. No wonder we're... We're in a world of hurt here. He's a freak. List those again. Okay. I can't believe what you just said.
Yeah, I can't either. He's at a youth camp, Kremlin youth camp, in 10 years ago in 2012. He was arm wrestling. He scaled a climbing wall. And did he lift four campers over his head to show his strength? Did he attempt to bend a frying pan in half? Or did he run the 5K race faster than all the campers?
I'll say... He tried to lift four kids over his head. Of course,
he tried to bend a frying pan in half.
Did he?
Yes.
Did he do it?
Yes. There's conflicting reports about whether he actually succeeded in bending said frying pan. Like he might have tried and failed, but I don't know.
Well, maybe they rigged it with a rubber frying pan,
or like they put a hinge on the frying pan. So he
could... Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
All right, I'm like one for five.
Yeah, I think so. Let's see if you can get one more correct, okay? Here's the last one. Also in 2012, Putin flew a fan-powered hang glider. So it's like he's got the wings on top of him and there's a fan behind that pushes him through. This is a real thing. These sound ridiculous when I say them on the radio, but he really flew this contraption. But for what reason? Was he A, surveying wheat fields in Crimea? B... accompanying a group of Siberian white cranes on their migratory route, or C, making a grand entrance at the celebration of the longest day of summer in St. Petersburg. These are all so ridiculous.
These are so bizarre.
I know, but one of those is true.
I'm going to go with the migratory birds.
Well done.
That's right.
He wanted to, like, fly the route of the bird, so he strapped this contraption to his back with the fan and the hang glider, and then, of course, he had cameramen there, because all of these stunts, there's cameramen to capture his greatness.
Oh, yes.
He needs people to know he's great.
Yeah.
And then he followed the migratory route through Asia.
Well, he's, look, on some level, I admire some of the things that he's done, but he's still a thug. He's still a dictator. He's still taking actions that are leading to the deaths of thousands and thousands of people. So hard to really admire a guy like that. And I don't know. And I think maybe he isn't quite as smart as he thought.
Yeah.
He was. He thought that NATO would be divided. Mm-hmm. NATO and the West has never been more united. And who would think that Democrats and Republicans, most of them, would unite on anything? But everybody...
Everyone's there, yeah.
Pretty much team Ukraine. There are a few holdouts, but thank goodness. One thing we can agree on. The other thing we can agree on, it's great to have Twins baseball back. Mike Max has the latest on this new collective bargaining agreement. The lockout is over. Details next. Maxie's Sports, brought to you by the John Schuster Group, Coldwell Banker Real Estate. Maxie, we've got some great news. Baseball is back. Any new developments since we left you at 3 o'clock?
I think right now at 5 o'clock is when they're tentatively, the owners, I think they vote to ratify it. So it should be a matter of minutes before they can officially announce it. But, you know, there's some interesting things here. The DH goes to the National League, and you say, well, for the Twins, that would make it more difficult to retain or bring back, I should say, Nelson Cruz, who's, you know, kind of a hot free agent out there, because now you've doubled the number of teams that can bid on him. Free agency is going to start tonight, and I got to tell you, you know, as you look at it, knowing the Twins are looking for pitching, there's not a lot out there off the, you know, that I think they'll be in contention for, as we say. So they're going to have to work hard to get some of those guys with upside, or those guys that are veterans that at least have eaten a lot of innings. Those are things to look out for. If you're planning, if you're going down to Florida, March 17th is when they say the first game will be played in spring training. They can report on Sunday, and then March 17th would be the first game being played, although the big leaguers will be practicing there as well during the mornings starting next week. So if you want to get a glimpse of them, I think those are important to those people that are going down there for spring break. So those are some of the things right now that we're sorting through.
But a full season, 162 games.
Yep.
Opening day, April 7th. Do we know when the home opener is yet, or is that TBD?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. If they're just going to pick the season, you know, there's a schedule out, right? So do you just start April 7th, wherever April 7th is in your schedule, or do they reconfigure that at all based on the fact the Twins were going to open on the road on March 31st or whatever, so they might have the opener and the home opener at Target Field, where originally they were supposed to play a week on the road and then come home for their home opener.
Okay. Everything's in flux, but great news. Hey, the Wolves beat the Thunder by 30 last night.
Yes,
six
they
wins
did.
In a row for the Wolves. The Wild playing Detroit tonight.
Yes.
The Wild, fifth seed. Wolves, seventh seed. I want to ask, who do you think has a better chance of advancing? The Wolves or the Wild, both?
The Wild, because not advancing to the necessarily the Stanley Cup Finals, but you just look at hockey and it's razor thin the edge, and if they can get this figured out, add maybe one more player or goalie even before the trade deadline, they can win a series or two. For the Timberwolves, the thing that makes it such a tough thing is if they don't get in the top six, then they're in a play-in game, and you could lose one game and be out of it if they don't get in the top six, and that makes it difficult for them. Plus, whoever they would match up with, even if they get in the top six, will be difficult. There's just so many good teams in the West. And there was quite a performance at the state hockey tournament today. Alex Bump from Prior Lake scored five goals and had an assist on the sixth. They were the underdog, decided underdog, and they beat Creighton-Durham Hall 6-0 with him with five goals and an assist.
And then
Maple Grove beat Edina in the second game. So both upsets in the afternoon session.
Maxie, 20 seconds left. Anything else on your mind?
Jim Cott's going to join me at 6:30 to break it all down. That is the labor agreement and the Minnesota Twins, so it'll be a good listen.
We will be tuned in, and man, baseball fans can finally exhale.
Yeah, you can finally exhale. That's right. Get that suntan lotion and head south.
Amen, brother.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you. When we come back... more updates on the Twins and Major League Baseball reaching a deal. Some great news, and we'll also have a little bit of trivia that caught our eye. That's next on CCO.
Mm-hmm. Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.